好，我们一起打开圣经来看腓利门书。Let's turn our Bibles as we look to the book of Philemon. 腓利门书，在提多书、提摩太、前后书、提多书之后、希伯来书之前。It's after 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, and just before Hebrews, Philemon. 我们这排就看着圣经最短的新约圣经的书卷。And we've been looking at some of the shortest books in the Bible and in the New Testament. 我们看着约翰一、二、三书和犹大书。So we've gone through 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John in the book of Jude. 今天我们看腓利门书。And this morning we're going to study here in the book of Philemon. 我相信神透过腓利门书是有个很重要的信息要教我们。And I believe that God has a very important message through this book to give us today. 很多人的心里面很混乱，很担心。Many people, our hearts are very confused and very, very concerned. 有很多的事情过去一个星期很复杂又发生。And many things have happened the last week and very confusing and very complicated. 我相信腓利门书给我们一个很清楚一个的教导，就去帮助我们。And I believe that Philemon gives us a very clear message that can help us keep focused. 因为今天我们看到这个的书里面虽然只有25节，但是是很清楚有力量。And even though there's only 25 verses in this book, it's very clear and very powerful. 保罗写一个信给弟兄，是鼓励弟兄，这个弟兄叫腓利门。And Paul wrote this letter to a brother, his name is Philemon. 保罗写这个是没讲这些深奥的神学。And Paul wrote this letter, he wasn't talking all this complicated theology. 他也都不是讲很多的道理。And he wasn't giving us all this doctrine. 反而他要讲一个私人的信。It's a personal letter. 但是透过这个私人的信，他鼓励我们是有福音的基本，是我们应该怎样。But here in this personal letter, it's an encouragement for how can we get to the basics of our faith. 福音能改变世界。The gospel transforms the world. 是爱和宽恕能够改变世界。And love and forgiveness can change the world.腓利门书给我们这个清楚 的提醒。 And the book of Philemon gives us this clear reminder. 基督徒生活和在一个非基督徒的社会里面，我们是要有爱和宽恕。 As Christians living in a non-Christian world, we need to have love and forgiveness. 我们透过这本书或者神去帮助我们看到香港这排发生很多事情，去激发很多的情绪。 And maybe through this book it can help us think and be focused. This last week many things are happening in Hong Kong and a lot of emotions coming out. 可能 情绪引到我们有不同的意见，有分歧。 And maybe our emotions cause us to have different opinions and we get divided.身为基督徒，我们应该怎么做？ And as Christians, what should our response be? 我们应该用什么态度去面对这些事？ What should our attitude be as we look to these things? 我们应该支持还是反对？ Should we be in support? Should we be against? 很多人可能在心里面有这些问题，有这些疑惑。 And maybe many of us have questions in our heart about this. 我们看腓利门，所以可能帮助我们。 As we look at the book of Philemon, maybe it will help us. 保罗是鼓励腓利门是有爱心有宽恕来接纳一个得罪他的人。 Paul is encouraging Philemon to have acceptance, forgiveness and love for a brother who's harmed him and hurt him. 所以我们先看第一节至到第七节。 So let's look first at verses 1 to 7.为基督耶稣被囚的保罗，同兄弟提摩太写信给你们所亲，我们所亲爱的同工腓利门。Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our brother, beloved friend, and fellow laborer. 我妹子阿菲阿 并与我们同当兵的亚基布，以及在你家的教会，在 beloved Apphia Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. 愿因为平安从神，我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。Grace and peace to you from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. 我祷告的时候提到你，常为你感谢我们的神，我的神。I thank God, making mention of you always in my prayers. 因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。Hearing of your love and faith which you have towards the Lord Jesus Christ, towards all the saints. 与人所同有的信心显出功效，使你知道，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. 弟兄啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。For we have great joy and consolation in your love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. 一起祈祷， let's pray. 主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。今天我们在这里是靠你透过腓利门书去教导我们，安慰我们，让我们的心能够将我们的焦点放在耶稣身上，愿意耶稣亲自来跟我们讲说话。将我们愿意放低我们所担心的事，我们要放低我们所骚扰影响我们，或者我们是想着这些事情，以致我们的心能够是专心仰望耶稣，听到耶稣的教导。我们多谢你听我祷告，奉主名求，阿们。这个保罗呢，他跟提摩太写这封信。So here Paul tells us that Paul with Timothy is writing this letter. 咁佢稱腓利門話親愛的同工， and they address Philemon as a beloved co-worker or fellow worker. 咁我哋知道腓利門係信耶穌先至同保羅做同工， and so Philemon is a Christian because he's a co-worker with Paul. 咁佢係一齊傳福音， and so they're sharing the gospel together.佢系呢度都话咧，佢嘅应该系佢太太阿菲亚同埋其他人喺佢家里边嘅教会。And so this should we believe Apphia is probably Philemon's wife, and they have the church in their home. 所以佢系一对夫妇，好爱主，就系一齐与保罗同工喺佢屋企做教会。And so here you have a brother, he loves the Lord with his wife, and they're serving God, and they've got a church in their home.跟住咧，佢就话佢有个同当兵嘅一个基布。And then he said in verse 2 that you know there's another brother Archippus or however you say that and he's a fellow soldier. 咁所以佢系同当兵系咩意思 ？So what does it mean to be a fellow soldier？ 系主嘅属灵征战当中同当兵。And it's being a fellow soldier in the spiritual warfare with Paul. 因为我们是同当兵的， because we are soldiers in God's army. 我们是做基督的精兵， we should be God's soldiers. 我们是打着一个属灵的仗， and we are fighting a spiritual battle. 我们应该是打属灵的仗， and we should be fighting a spiritual battle. 我们是同边个打仗 ？And who are we fighting the battle against？ 呢个我哋要时时提醒自己，我哋打紧咩仗 ？And this is something we always have to remind ourselves of what we're fighting. 我哋唔系同人打仗 ，We're not fighting against man. 我哋唔系同政府打仗 ，We're not fighting against government. 我哋唔系同任何制度打仗 ，And we're not fighting against different institutions. 我哋同魔鬼打仗。We're fighting against Satan. 这是一个属灵的战争。 This is a spiritual battle. 是为着人的灵魂打仗。And we're fighting for the souls and hearts of man. 我们是需要呢就是将人家从黑暗拯救出来。And we need to bring people out of darkness into the light. 弟兄姊妹，你是打紧属灵的仗吗？Are you fighting the spiritual battle? 因为如果你今天是打紧其他仗，不是属灵的仗，你可能是集中你的注意力放错了。Because if you're fighting another battle that's not the spiritual battle, maybe your focus has gotten off. 你需要在主的战争里面，是跟魔鬼作战。You need to be fighting in God's battle against Satan. 如果你打紧其他仗呢，你要小心。And if you're fighting a different battle, you need to be careful. Philemon 就话一齐作战。And so Paul says that Philemon is fighting this battle together. 佢话系有爱心同埋信心嘅腓利门。And Paul recognizes that Philemon has love and faith in Christ. 我想话你听，香港发生好多事情，我哋要为香港继续祷告。Hong Kong has had many things happen, and we need to continue to pray for Hong Kong. 我哋系要为香港、澳门、中国祷告。We need to pray for Hong Kong, Macau, and China. 因为呢个属灵嘅战争系要用祷告嚟打嘅。Because this spiritual battle, we need to fight it in prayer. 系祷告能够改变事实。And prayer can change things. 祷告是有力量。Prayer is powerful. 祷告可以扭转时势。And prayer can transform the tide of the way things are going. 祷告有功效。And prayer is effective. 我们需要打属灵的仗。We need to fight the spiritual battle. 我们要祷告。We need to pray. 那腓利门是一个好的弟兄。保罗就是跟他一起打紧属灵的仗。So Philemon is a good brother in Christ, and he's fighting the battle with Paul. 他有爱心，有信心， and he's got faith, and he's got love. 他为主同作工， and he's a co-worker with in Christ. 你睇第六节系表示咧，佢有行善啊。And in verse 6, it shows that, you know, he's doing good works, good things. 他是一个很好的基督徒榜样。And he's a very good Christian example for us to follow. 人家看你的见证，会不会看到你是一个很好的基督徒？ And as people look at your life, they're going to see that you are a good Christian. 他是看得见的好见证。He has a good testimony that you can see.你有没有一个好的见证人你看得见？ Do you have a good testimony that people can see? 腓利门是实践主的道。 And Philemon is putting God's word into practice. 所以别人看到他的生命，他看到耶稣。 And so other people see Philemon and they see Jesus. 人家看到你，他看到耶稣的。 When people see you, do they see Jesus? 可以说他是一个基督徒，他不是讲一套做一套。You can say that Philemon is a Christian and he's not doing one thing and saying something else. 他是言行一致。He is doing what he's preaching. He is practicing what he teaches. 我们需要学腓利门这个榜样。We need to follow Philemon's example. 那在腓利门的家里面有教会。And in Philemon's house there's a church. 初期教会的多数在家里面举行。And in the early church, they gathered in homes. 咁啊，佢初期教会好多人嘅，所以个屋企里边系需要比较大啲可以容纳人。And because they gathered in homes, the house had to be a little bit bigger for people to fit in. 所以我哋可以估计咧，腓利门咧系应该系比较上有钱嘅，因为佢间屋系大啲嘅，可以容纳教会嘅。And so we can assume that Philemon must have had money.Because he had to have a larger house so that people could come and meet in his house. 咁佢睇得到咧，佢系有钱，但系佢系爱主。And so you can see, here's a man that has money and yet he loves God. 佢系有钱嘅人，多数系比较忙碌嘅。And people that have money doing business are usually busy, right? 佢系忙碌嘅， 但佢有時間為主工作。And so here's somebody that's busy and yet takes his time to serve Jesus. 有錢但愛主，忙碌但係侍奉神。And so he's got money but he loves Jesus. He's busy but he takes time for God. 係咪一個好好嘅榜樣？ Isn't that an excellent example for us? 所以我哋睇到腓利門呢，係會將神放喺第一位。And so we see the example of Philemon, he's putting Jesus Christ first in his life. 他爱神有信心, he loves God and he has faith. 他觉得耶稣是他生命最重要的, and he thinks that Jesus is the most important thing in his life. 第七节都表示腓利门呢, 可能用他的钱来帮有需要的人。 And in verse 7 it shows us that Philemon is probably using his money to help others that have need. 因从圣徒的心从你得了强快, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you. 是不是因为他的奉献帮他得到强快, 就是因为他的见证激励他们的? And so is it because he's using his finances to refresh them, or is it because his example is an encouragement to them? 可能两样都是。看得到这个没得谈的腓利门, and so here we see this, what can you say against this guy? 是一个好的榜样，是不是? What a great example! 但跟着你看第八节、第九节。 But let's go on to verse 8 and 9. 我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合宜的事, therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command what is fitting, 然而像我这有年纪的保罗现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心靠你。 Yet for love's sake I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. 保罗呢就讲几次他为福音被囚。Paul is telling us a couple of times here that he's in prison for Christ. 他当时坐紧监, and he's sitting in prison at that time writing this letter. 他这个是监狱书信其中一个, this is one of the prison epistles. 保罗坐监的时候写以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书, and while Paul was in prison, he wrote the book of Ephesians, Colossians, and Philippians. 他都写了这个腓利门书, and he wrote this book of Philemon.他在坐緊監很 緊張又寫些重要的書信給教會。 While he's in prison he's very anxious and he's writing these prison epistles to the church. 他為何會花時間寫一個私人信給一個腓利門? So why is he taking the time to write a personal letter to this guy Philemon?
如果我們要知道這個答案，为什么保罗可以命令他，但不命令反而是凭着爱心靠他，我们可以找到腓利门书的中心教训。
And if we can look and see the answer to this question, why Paul is writing this letter and why he is wanting to command him but not command him, rather in love request of him, then we might find the reason, the central teaching of this book.
我们看得到保罗呢是有个要求，腓利门虽然是做得很好，保罗有一样东西要求情。
And even though Philemon has a great testimony, a great life, there is something that Paul wants to request of him.
他可以命令他做，但他说我不命令，我用爱心求你。
And he could command it, demand it, but he says, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to request it in love.
即是你靠表示对方可以拒绝。
And so by asking a request means that the other person could refuse.
保罗不想强迫，他想劝勉。
Paul didn't want to force it, he just wanted to encourage it.
但是对方可以拒绝，不一定接受。
But the other party could not accept, he could refuse it.
保罗是要求什么呢?
So what is it Paul wants to request?
你看第十节到十六节。
Read verse 10 to verse 16.
就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子但尼西姆求你。
I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who I have begotten while in chains.
他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。
Who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me.
我现在打发他亲自回你那里去。他是我心上的人。
I am sending him back. You therefore receive him.That is my own heart.
我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你侍候他。
Whom I wish to keep with me, that on your behalf he might minister to me in my chains for the gospel.
但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行。叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
But without your consent, I wanted to do nothing that your good deed might be done, might not be done by compulsion, as if it were, but voluntarily.
他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
For perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever.
不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的弟兄。我在我实在。在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这也不拘是按肉体说，是按主说。
No longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord.
咩意思？简单来讲，但尼西姆当时是一个逃走的奴隶。
Very simply put, Onesimus at that time was a runaway slave.
他原本是腓利门的一个奴隶。
He was originally a slave in submission to Philemon.
我们不知道发生什么事，但他应该是偷了腓利门的钱，逃走去到罗马。
We don't know what happened, but apparently he must have stole money from Philemon and he escaped and he ran to Rome.
他在罗马的时候又再犯罪
And in Rome he probably committed another crime
他是很不幸的在罗马坐监的时候呢就是摆埋跟保罗一起
And unfortunate for him or fortunate for him he was put in prison next to Paul
那如果你是认识保罗你知道你跟他一起坐监会怎样
If you know anything about Paul you know if you're in prison with Paul what's going to happen
你日夜都要听个福音
Every day and night, you're going to be hearing the gospel.
保罗就不停要传福音俾你听，一路解释圣经。
And Paul is going to constantly be talking about Jesus Christ and explaining the Bible.
腓利门嘅家里边嘅教会
，the church in Philemon's house was teaching the gospel.
阿尼西姆。又在腓利门的家应该听过福音但是他逃走的
And Onesimus probably heard the gospel in Philemon's house
But he ran away 他可能逃走他不想再听
And he ran away and he didn't want to hear any more of this God stuff
但他逃走去监狱监狱里面有保罗
But he ran away to the prison And in the prison there's Paul
跟着发生什么事
And then what happened?
但尼西姆在监狱信住耶稣
And then Onesimus believed in Jesus Christ in the prison
他改变了 And his life was changed 他以前是一个逃走的奴隶现在就是一个忠心的仆人在服侍保罗
Before he was a runaway slave And now he's a faithful servant serving Paul
他以前是一个无用的奴隶现在是有益处的基督徒
Before he was a worthless slave, and now he is a beneficial Christian.
但有个问题发生。
But now another problem's happened.
他现在是基督徒，在主里面的新造的人。
Now he's a Christian. He's a new creature in Christ.
他的生命改变了
and his life has been changed.
但是他刑期满了，要离开监狱。
But his sentence in prison is finished and he's got to go home.
嗱，佢而家有个面对好复杂嘅、好困难嘅问题。And now he's facing a very difficult problem. 呢个系当时社会里边系一个非常之复杂嘅问题。And this is a very big problem for society at that time. 可能系当时福音面对最复杂嘅困难。And maybe it was the biggest challenge that the gospel faced at that time. 好棘手，好难搞。And it's very difficult and very hard to transform. 是什么问题? What was the problem? 罗马当时有6000万的奴隶。Rome had over 600 million slaves. 60 million slaves, sorry.60 million slaves. 罗马一路系惊，如果啲徒啲奴隶系反抗，我哋嘅经济、我哋嘅国家、我哋嘅制度、我哋嘅社会混乱一片。And Rome was concerned that if all these slaves rebelled, their economy, their society, their country, everything is just going to be overthrown and put into chaos.於是羅馬就用一個很壓迫的方法去處理逃走的徒弟、奴隸。 And so Rome had a very suppressive means of treating slaves that ran away. 因為在羅馬社會裏面，一個奴隸是沒有價值、沒有身份、沒有地位。 Because in Rome, a slave had no rights. He had no position, no status.佢唔当系人，系当系货品。A slave was not a human; he was a possession, a material possession. 主人中意点样对佢嘅仆人，就可以点样对佢嘅仆人。The masters could treat their slaves however they wanted to treat their slave. 中意打死佢，中意虐待佢，中意困住佢喺个黑房里边又得。You could beat him, you could murder him, you could put him into a black room, you could do anything. 因为他不是人,他是货品。Because the slave was not a human being, it was a material possession. 如果逃走的奴隶呢,一定要处决,死啊。And if a slave ran away, they would execute them. 他处决是做一个例子给其他奴隶。千万的奴隶千祈不要学他们。And they would execute him as an example that the other slaves would be afraid of escaping. 明白个环境吗? Do you understand the situation at the time? 没人权的,不公平的,没有human rights, unfair,按照现在今时今日的制度社会任何一人就说岂有似你罗马你衰的 And according to the conditions and the values of today's society anybody would look at Rome and say that is unacceptable Rome is outrageous 福音在这个环境里面弹出来 The gospel came out of this era of this time of thisPeriod. 当时如果保罗反对罗马的奴隶制度，你觉得福音会怎样？ If Paul at that time rebelled against the slave trade or the slave system in Rome, what do you think would happen to the gospel? 罗马就立刻就会制止基督教，即刻系杀晒。Rome at that time, if there's anything against the slaves, Rome would have probably wiped out Christianity before it even got a chance to get started. 而家我哋有一个问题：亚尼西姆信咗耶稣，腓利门系信耶稣。Now we've got a problem. Onesimus is a Christian. His master.Philemon is a Christian. 佢亞尼西米係亞尼西姆好愛主服侍保羅，腓利門好愛主服侍教會。Philemon loves the Lord and he's serving the church. Onesimus loves the Lord and is serving Paul. 应该怎么做？
What do you do?
按照规矩，按照当时的环境，亚尼西姆回去腓利门，腓利门要杀他。
And according to society back then, as Onesimus goes back to Philemon, Philemon should, by standards of the society, he should kill Onesimus.
大家信耶稣应该怎么搞？
We're all Christians, what should we do?
是不是很复杂？保罗和他一起坐监，
Paul is in prison with him.
保罗应该怎么做？
What should Paul do?
保罗是不是应该说，喂，亚尼西姆，不用怕，我找些人，我们运住你去英国，不用回去了。
Maybe Paul should say to Onesimus, Hey man, don't worry, we got a lot of connections. We're going to smuggle you to England. You don't have to go back to your master.
是吧？但你看保罗做什么？他写信给腓利门，说腓利门听你接纳翻佢，你宽恕佢。
But he wrote a letter back to Philemon and said, "I'm sending him back to you. You accept him. You forgive him."
保罗冇同腓利门讲，啊，腓利门算数啦，啊，那算数咧，你系信耶稣啊，啊，亚尼西姆又信耶稣咧，啊，释放佢啦，啊，俾佢系自由咯。
Paul didn't write and say, "Hey, Philemon, you know, hey, let's just, you know, you're a Christian, he's a Christian, he's changed now. Set him free, give him his freedom."
佢有冇咁样写？
冇。佢话你接纳翻佢，佢以前对你冇益处，而家有益处。
He said he was worthless before, now he's beneficial. 佢暂时离开你，而家翻嚟系永远不离开你。
He left you temporarily, now he's coming back and to be with you forever.
即系翻去做永远嘅奴隶。
And so he's going back to be a slave for the rest of his life.
福音面对好多复杂嘅问题。
As the gospel faces many complicated issues,
但系福音系有革命性嘅能力。
But the gospel has revolutionary power.
福音唔系要解决奴隶制度，但系要改变奴隶制度。
And the gospel was not to cast out the slave.System, but it was going to change the slave system.
福音本身是革命。
The gospel itself is revolutionary.
福音最有革命性的能力在哪里？
And what is the most revolutionary power that the gospel has?
是爱和宽恕。
It's love and forgiveness.
福音冇要求某一个政治立场或者一个世界嘅主义去改变。
The gospel has never demanded or requested that any political view or political ism would change.
无论你系咩政治背景，无论你系咩嘅时代
，no matter what political environment you're in or whatever time frame you're in.
信耶稣都是有革命性的能力。
Jesus Christ has revolutionary power.
赞成奴仆，不赞成奴仆，都可以信耶稣。
Those who agree with slavery and those who don't agree with slavery could also become Christians.
奴隶就可以信耶稣，主人又信耶稣。
Slaves became Christians, masters of slaves became Christians.
福音不是重视这个奴不奴隶的问题。
The gospel is not concerned about a slave or not a slave.
福音是重视人内心的问题。
The gospel is concerned about the inner value of the heart.
福音来到罗马，耶稣钉十字架之后几百年后，还有奴隶。
The gospel came to Rome through Jesus Christ from the time that Jesus died on the cross
Slavery continued in Rome for a couple hundred years.
福音来到没有解除奴隶这个制度。
And the gospel came and did not eliminate the slave system.
福音做乜嘢？
What did the gospel do?
福音先改变人的心。
The gospel first transformed the heart of man.
福音是先改变心，透过人的心渐渐改变社会。
And first the gospel changes the heart of man, and as the heart of man is changed, then society gradually changes.
今时今日世界上有没有奴隶制度？
Are there slaves today in this world?
有，但是很少的。
There are, but very few.
因为现代人的心里面是已经被福音改变。
Because modern man's heart has already been transformed by the truth of the gospel.
是好像古代的中国人有一个追求，是三纲八目。
It's like in ancient Chinese, they had an admission, they were chasing after three values, eight topics.
我只是讲后面那几个，
I'll just share the last five.
静心修身齐家治国平天下。
And the last five are a peace at heart, get your life together, get your family together, then your country, then the world can be together.
要先处理自己的心，然后你的生命可以处理好。
You need the firstTake care of your heart, then your life can get in order.
你要自己处理你自己的身，跟着你的家庭可以做好。
First, you take care of your life, and then you can put your family in order.
你整好你自己的家庭，之后你可以治理治国平天下。
And after you get your family in order, then you can start changing society.
问题就是一直以来没耶稣怎么处理的心。
The main problem is without Jesus Christ, how do we handle our heart?
没耶稣怎么整理自己的生命。
Without Jesus, how can you get your life in order?
没耶稣家庭很难搞，是吗？
Without Jesus, the family is even difficult to help.
没耶稣怎么治国平天下。
And without Jesus Christ, it's impossible.To change society, or the country, or the nation.
耶稣就是革命的能力。耶稣是用爱和宽恕来改变社会。
Jesus is a revolutionary power, and he changes society through love and forgiveness.
我要先改变我们深深之处。耶稣改变我们根深蒂固的形式形态。
So Jesus first comes into our heart and goes to the deepest, innermost parts of our heart, and he starts transforming those things that are deeply embedded in us, those values and those attitudes.
耶稣帮助我们静心修身。
And Jesus helps us to transform our heart and to change our life.
然后我们的生命是影响社会。
And then our lives affect society.
福音不是初初入去解决奴隶制度。
The gospel did not go in to change slavery.
福音是革命性的力量去改变人的心。
The gospel came in revolutionary power to transform the heart of man.
弟兄姊妹，如果保罗同亚尼西姆讲，唔好翻去啦，我送你去英国啊，我写信俾众教会啊。大家起革命啊！反对奴隶社会，我们就是奉耶稣被释放。你觉得会发生什么事？
What do you think would happen if Paul said to Onesimus, "Don't go back. I'm going to send you to England. I'm going to write a letter to all the churches. Set the slaves free. Let's get rid of this rotten system. And Jesus has set you free." What do you think would happen to Christianity?
你我。
You and I probably would not be sitting here today.
保罗面对这个很难的问题，
现代人面对同一个问题。
Paul faced this difficult problem, and today we face a similar problem.
但我们要明白一个真理。
We need to understand the truth.
神是看整个的历史，整个情况。
God looks at history as a whole. He knows the whole situation.
我们看到我们某个时段，我们是局部地区的。
We're just looking at our time of history and our little time and events.
但神是掌管整个历史，整个宇宙。
But God is in control of the whole history and the whole universe.
神有计划，神有按步骤做工。
God has a plan and he's working according to his purpose.
神有他的时间表。
God has his time frame.
我们要明白在我们的目前的困难，可能觉得很困，很难顶，但是我们要相信神有他的时间表。
Maybe we're facing a situation and we think it's very difficult, very hard, but we have to realize God has a plan and he has something to do.
福音能够改变人心，使人平安。
And the gospel changes the heart and gives us peace.
就算是奴隶都可以平安。
Even if it's a slave, he can be at peace.
我想我们看保罗在其他经文里面讲关于奴隶。
I want us to look at what Paul says in other passages about slavery.
哥林多前书第七章二十节至到廿四。哥林多前书第七章二十到廿四。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 20 to 24.
各人蒙召的时候是什么身份？仍要守住这身份。
Let each one remain in the same calling in which he was called.
你是作奴隶蒙召的么？不要因此忧虑。若能以自由，就求自由更好。
Were you called while a slave? Do not be concerned about it. But if you can be made free, rather use it.
因为作奴仆蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的人；作自由之人蒙召的，就是基督的奴仆。
For he who is called in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freedman. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave.
你们是重价买来的，不要作人的奴仆。
You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men.
弟兄们，你们各人蒙召的时候是什么身份？仍要在神面前守住这身份。
Brethren, let each one remain with God in that state in which he was called.
保罗的解释是乜嘢？如果你信主是奴隶，你继续做奴隶，你唔使成日我要释放我，释放我。
If you were born again as a slave, then you remain a slave. Don't be keep trying to strive and change slavery.
如果你的主人想放你，给你自由，感谢主，你接受自由了。
If your master wants to set you free, praise God, you know, take the freedom.
但是你不用成日在这里，哎呀，我是奴隶，我不可以释放神，哎呀，我奴隶，辛苦，哎呀，我奴隶。
But don't be always complaining, I'm a slave, I can't serve God, I'm a slave, you know, I'm in trouble, I'm a slave.
说你是主释放了，你是主的自由人。
If you're a slave, God has set you free in your heart. You're free in Christ.
所以罗马当时好多个奴隶信耶稣。
So at that time in Rome, many slaves became Christians.
他信耶稣继续做奴隶。
They became slaves. They became Christians and continued as slaves.
他用他奴隶的身份影响他全家。
And they, as Christians, use their identity as a slave to influence the whole family that they were in.
或者我们说，你是赌场工作，信耶稣，谨守岗位，继续在赌场工作。
What if I said, hey, you got saved or you work in a casino? Remain in that state that you're in, continue working in the casino.
如果我们说，你是什么环境信耶稣， 照喺嗰个环境，用你嘅身份荣耀耶稣。
And can I say, whatever position or status you were in when you became a Christian, continue in that and continue to use your position and status to serve Jesus Christ.
你坐监嘅时候信耶稣，甘心坐监；你终身监禁啊，你系甘心坐终身喺度做基督徒，唔好成日谂住我要离开监狱啊，俾我释放啊。
Maybe you've been in prison, you got saved in prison, and you're sentenced to life imprisonment. Hey, stay in prison and be Christian in prison.
保罗就系咁嘅意思。That's what Paul's saying.
好难吞系咪
？It's hard to accept, isn't it?
我想争取
We want to make a change.
谨守岗位
Remain in that state which you are called.
睇哥罗西书第三章22-24
Look at Colossians chapter 3 verse 22 and 24.
哥罗西书三章22-24
Colossians 3:22-24.
你们作仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要全心诚实敬畏主。
Bond servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleasers, but in sincerity of heart fearing God.
无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的。不是给人做的
And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not to man.
因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐你们所侍奉的乃是主基督
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance for you serve the Lord.
鼓励仆人奴隶接受他的身份，用他的身份荣耀主。
Paul is encouraging slaves to accept their slavery and to use their slavery as an opportunity to glorify God.
我们很难接受，是吗？释放他啊，给他自由啊。
We can't accept that. Set him free. Let him have freedom, man.
保罗说无论做什么要从心里面做是荣耀主
Paul said no matter what you do do it from your heart as service to God
你奴隶你侍奉你的主人好像侍奉耶稣一样
If you're a slave serve your master as you are serving Jesus
这个是你的责任
That is your responsibility
请问大家你今天是不是无论做什么都是从心里面做去侍奉主
Are you doing whatever you do from your heart as doing unto the Lord?
好高挑战啊
That's a big challenge, isn't it?
睇埋哥林多前书十章31节
Look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31
哥林多前书十章31节，你可以背熟呢个经文，好简短。
Maybe you should memorize this verse. It's very short.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
慢慢消化下呢个经文。
Just digest this verse for a moment.
无论你做乜嘢都要为荣耀主而做。
No matter what you do, do it as to the glory of God.
一个非常之好嘅勉励。
What an awesome encouraged exhortation for us today.
你系咪所做紧嘅嘢系要荣耀主
？Is everything you are doing in your life there to be a glory to God?
你嘅行为表现系咪要荣耀主？
Is all of your actions, all of your life, is that to glorify God?
保罗劝腓利门接受他逃走的仆人，是要荣耀主。
Paul encouraged Philemon to receive his runaway slave to the glory of God.
他鼓励亚尼西姆
回去是要榮耀主。 He encouraged Onesimus, this slave, to go home to glorify God. 我们今天是不是所做的是要榮耀主的？ Is everything you are doing in your life there to glorify God? 因为如果你今天是做的一些事， 但是那些事不是榮耀主， 可能你不应该做那些事。 Because if you are doing things today that are not bringing glory to Jesus Christ, maybe you shouldn't be doing them. Is everything you're doing in your life, is Jesus the center focus? Because if you're doing other things and Jesus is not the focus of what you're doing, other things are the focus, then maybe your focus has gotten off track. Of course, I'm not saying, you know, you go to work and your work has nothing to do with the church or anything, so you don't have to do the job. That's not what we're talking about. Your job is the job that God has given you, and you need to be faithful in your job. But how about your life, your goals in life, all of your actions, is your purpose for living, is it there to glorify Jesus? 如果不是你有其他的取代了耶稣， 你要小心。 And if not, and if other things have taken place of Jesus in your life, then you need to be careful.
保罗没有要求推翻奴仆制度， 但是他所写的腓利门书 渐渐破坏了奴隶的制度。
Paul never called to eliminate slavery, but the book of Philemon that he wrote gradually broke up the system of slavery, destroyed slavery.
为什么? 因为爱和宽恕是最大的力量。
Because love and forgiveness is the most powerful power you could have.
但是西姆有责任回去见他的主。虽然他信耶稣，他有责任回去。
Onesimus had the responsibility to go back to his master. Even though he was a Christian, he still had the responsibility to go back.
如果腓利门要杀他就杀他，要惩罚他就惩罚他。
And if Philemon was going to kill him, kill him. If he was going to punish him, punish him.
但是他都有这个责任要回去。
But he had the responsibility to go back. 我们信耶稣都有我们的责任。 And as we become Christians, we have our responsibility. 你是赌徒，病态赌徒，你信耶稣，你有责任还债。 But if you were a gambler and you became a Christian, you have the responsibility to pay back your debt.
哎呀，我不信耶稣，不想还钱。I don't want to pay back the money, so I'm not going to become a Christian. Yeah. 我们做基督徒有责任爱人宽恕得罪我们。
As Christians, we have the responsibility to love others and to forgive those who offend us.
圣经没有说叫奴仆的，即是要他脱离奴仆的身份，反而圣经叫他
The Bible never taught slaves to leave their masters. What it taught them is to be a faithful slave serving their masters.
我们面对社会的问题，政治的问题，我们值得认识神给我们的提示。
As we face the problems of society and the political problems around us, we need to keep in mind the teachings of the Word.
我们从保罗、腓利门和安尼西姆学一个功课。
We need to learn a lesson from Paul, Onesimus, and Philemon.
腓利门接纳安尼西姆。
首先要宽恕。
For Philemon to receive Onesimus back, first he has to forgive.
他需要是改观他的心态，他不是货品，他是人。
He needs to change his attitude. Onesimus is not a merchandise, he is a human being.
腓利门需要先爱，有爱心接纳宽恕这个逃走和偷他的东西的奴隶。
Philemon has to use love to accept and forgive the slave who ran away and stole from him.
保罗不是勉强，是劝勉，要他甘心接纳翻他。
Paul is encouraging him, not demanding him to accept him, that he would do it from his own heart.
神的方法永远都是爱。
God's method is always love.
保罗主张用爱心行动，
and Paul always encourages us to act in love.
爱心是影响世界，
and it's love that it changes the world.
你看埋17节到19节，
look at verse 17 to 19.
你若以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。
If then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would me.
他若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上。
But if he has wronged you and owes you anything, put it on my account.
我必偿还，这是我保罗亲笔写的，我并不用对你说，连你自己也是亏欠于我。
I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay, not to mention that you owe me even your own self besides.
保罗说，他偷你的东西，入我数了，我帮他还。Paul says, hey, he stole from you, I'll pay it back.
Put it in my account.
但是他很有技巧，因为保罗应该带他上主栽培他，他说，其实你欠我人情。
But Paul is very skillful in his writing. He probably led Philemon to Christ and discipled him. And he says, hey, you know, you owe me.
So, 我帮他还，但你够不够收？你够不够胆收？
I'll pay him back, but are you really going to ask it for me?
这个爱心，用爱心来处理，这个方法可以改变社会。
Act in love. Love can change society.
神的说话是革命性的能力。
The word of God is revolutionary.
不需要用军火，要用祷告。
We don't need to use weapons, we use prayer.
我们面对社会的不公平、不合理的制度，是要用祷告，用爱心影响别人。
As we face unhumane, unfair situations in society, we face it with prayer and love, and let our prayer and love change people's hearts.
今天社会很混乱。
Today the world is a mess.
我相信耶稣很快回来。
I think Jesus is coming soon.
我们用祷告面对。
We need to face the problems in prayer.
中东的问题很多，非洲的问题很多，中国香港又面对很多问题。
There's lots of problems in the Middle East, in Africa, Ukraine, China, Hong Kong.
用咩心态面对？
What attitude do we have?
望做什么，从心里边做，荣耀主耶稣。
So no matter what we do it from our heart to glorify Jesus Christ.
盼望人家看到我的爱心宽恕，就看到耶稣。
That people see me and they see Jesus Christ, and I can glorify Christ in my life.
最后两节，不是最后两节，20-21。Let's look at verse 20 and 21.
弟兄啊，望你使我在主里因你得快乐，并望你使我的心在基督得畅快。
Yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord. 我写信给你，深信你必顺服，知道你所爱要行的，必过于我所说的。
Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say.
保罗呢就相信腓利门会接纳亚尼西姆。
Paul believed that Philemon would receive Onesimus.
但佢呢个鼓励就系一个爱同埋宽恕嘅书信。
But this letter is a letter of love and forgiveness.
腓利门书嘅中心系要我哋爱得罪你嘅人。
And the center teaching of Philemon is that you need to love those who offend you.
你要接纳使你失望嘅人。
You need to accept those who disappoint you.
你要宽恕使你有损失嘅人。
And you need to forgive those who cause you to have loss.
系咪好难做啊？
Is that hard to do?
爱得罪你嘅人，接纳使你失望嘅人，宽恕令你有亏损嘅人。
Love those who offend you, accept those who disappoint you, and forgive those who cause you loss.
呢个系腓利门嘅中心教义。
That's the central teaching of Philemon.
那最后几节你可以自己睇，保罗就劝腓利门为佢预备地方，跟住佢问佢安誰問他安等等。
In the last few verses, you can read it yourself. Paul, you know, says, prepare a place for me, your prayers, you're going to get me out of prison, and then all these people say hi to you.
保罗写这封信要亚尼西姆带这封信给他的主人。
Paul wrote this letter and gave it to Onesimus to bring back to his old master.
同时间保罗呢写了哥罗西书。
At the same time, Paul wrote the book of Colossians.
他又是给奥德亚亚尼西姆要带哥罗西书给教会。
And at the same time, he wrote the book of Colossians and gave it to Onesimus to give to the church.
你可以看哥罗西书四章八九节都是讲明这件事。
And you can look in Colossians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, and it tells you that Onesimus brought the letter.
所以亚尼西姆他带着两封信给谁？
And so here you've got Onesimus bringing two letters and giving to who?
是给腓利门，因为腓利门是哥罗西的教会的领袖。
And he gives both of the letters to Philemon, who is the leader of the church in Colossae.
Colossae.
Colossae? Colossae?
How do you say that?
Colossae.
腓利门怎么做？收到这两封信都是讲到他的徒弟，他的奴隶。
And both these letters are talking about his runaway slave. Oh no, what am I going to do? I'm the pastor of the church.
弟兄姊妹，今日神要我哋点做？
What does God want you to do today?
你打紧边个嘅仗？
Whose battle are you fighting?
你咪打紧属灵嘅仗，定系打紧另一个仗？
Are you fighting a spiritual battle or are you fighting a different battle?
你咪无论做乜嘢，从心里边做系服侍主。
Are you doing whatever you do from your heart as service unto God?
你咪所做嘅系为咗荣耀主。
Is everything that you're doing there to glorify, bring glory to Jesus Christ?
你一切嘅心里边系咪将神放喺第一位，为咗服侍主
？And is everything you're doing putting Jesus as the number one focus in your life?
因为如果你唔系，你打紧第二个仗，你。做紧其他嘢，得到其他荣耀，可能你嘅焦点放错咗。
Because if you're fighting other battles, if you're doing things for other glory, maybe your focus is misplaced.
神要我哋行爱心、宽恕呢条路。
God wants us to walk in love and forgiveness.
我哋一齐低头。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我哋感谢你。我们看到这个书信的时候，我们看到你是爱我们，我们看到你教导我们要爱人如己，因为你是这样爱我们，你自己在十字架上为我们死，流出你的宝血，你自己愿意 宽恕得罪你的人，你自己愿意接纳使你失望的人，你自己愿意爱令你有亏损的人。主啊，我们需要你今天用你这份的爱入到我们的心，让我们明白你的爱。所以恳求主耶稣，今天当我们准备麦饼纪念你，让我们的心里面可以静下来思考主耶稣你的恩典，求主向我们讲话。你为我们写的十字架，你是将你的身体献上做我们的活祭，你死为我们。主耶稣，你的身体有钉痕，有鞭伤，有荆棘冠冕，你流出你的神圣的宝血，因为你宽恕赦免我们的罪。主要求你这一份的爱充满我们的心，让我们能够用同一个爱去爱别人。当敬拜小组上来跟我们唱多首诗歌的时候， As the worship band comes back forward， 我们想准备我们的心脉。 We want to prepare our hearts to receive the Lord's Supper this morning。 我们这个饼和这个杯是耶稣给门徒告诉我们，这个是我的身体为你擘开，这个是我的血为你流。 So we take this cup and this bread this morning。 Jesus said this bread represents his body that was shed for us, that was broken for us, and the blood, the cup represents his blood that was shed for us. 我们在这个时候靠主给我们记得祂的宽恕，祂的爱，先靠耶稣宽恕我们的心。 And as we prepare our hearts, we remember the forgiveness that Jesus gave to us. Maybe we open our hearts that God's forgiveness would once again fill our heart. 我们为自己祷告，靠圣灵充满我们，靠耶稣宽恕我们。 And may we open our hearts again and ask Jesus to fill our hearts, to forgive us, and to give us his love anew.